Am I really in infinity? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Am I really in infinity? Now, just what does infinity mean? Infinity means allness. Infinity means the eternal attitude of all that is, all that ever will be, and all that ever could be. Infinity is endlessness. One of our students has a name they chose for himself. He calls himself Endless. And what a charming name that is. Endless. Are you endless? Are you infinity? Are you eternality? Are you eternal? Now, what is it that makes up something that is eternal? Am I really infinity? Now, I can understand why most of you would not have that as a question that would come to your mind. But many people do, especially the philosophers. The philosophers like to sort of think about the idea of the allness. They think about the idea of where is there a beginning and where is there an end. They like to make things into neat little packages. In fact, this is what you and I like to do. We like to make things into neat little packages. A child is born, a child lives, a child becomes a man, the man lives, the man does what he does, and when he's done, then he dies. And so you say, birth, life, death, or birth, existence, death, birth, time, death, birth, finiteness, death. You see, there's no infinity expressed there, that's for sure. It is a time experience which has a number of years, number of moments, a number of minutes and seconds and so forth. And what's that all about? What's that all about? Well, we have a very small vision, mostly. We have a vision which shows us the appearances. And then we live in these appearances, and these appearances are our reality. And these appearances will not let us expand our attitude beyond their awareness. If you can touch it, it is. If you cannot touch it, it is not. Well, now this is not true. Because what is it that man is? Man is a dreamer. And why is man a dreamer? Man is a dreamer because he lives on several conscious levels at one time. Man is a dreamer because he lives in the infinity that he is, but because he has chosen to be aware of only one aspect of that infinity at a time, he is unaware that the infinity that he is far greater than what appears to be. Birth, life, and death are merely one little segment. Now, if you were to look at a plant, and that certainly is a simple thing, and you look at a seed, and the seed grows, develops, becomes something, and then it goes back into the soil again. The seed becomes a stalk of corn, and out of the stalk of corn are many seeds, and most of the seeds are not used for raising more corn. They're used for their diverse purposes: eating, food for animals, fuel, all the possibilities that are in the seed. Now, that seed grows up and has many seeds itself. It's a continuing process. Now, some of these seeds are only one time, and they have no possibility within each seed to germinate more seeds. They are a finished seed in itself. And because the seed is eaten, because the seed is made into fuel or whatever it's made into, it has an appearance of a limited life. But where does it go from there? Where does it go from the fuel? Where does it go once it is burned in an engine, for instance, and it becomes exhaust, it becomes carbon dioxide, it becomes all sorts of other fumes and all sorts of other attitudes. It becomes a burned residue, but the atoms are always still there. The essence is always still there. And the essence of man is always there. The essence of man is infinite, just eternal. It is endless. It has no beginning, no end. The atoms that make up the body of the child are the atoms of the universe. These are the atoms that have an infinity. Now, it may not have an infinity as that child. It may not have an infinity. It just uses the cloak of the child to live in and express in for a period of time, and then it goes on off to other expressions. But it's a never-ending series of expressions. Now you say, well, I can understand that, I can accept that, but that doesn't mean a thing to me. That means I am born, I live, and I die, and that's my reality. I'm born, I live, and I die, and there is no more. There is no eternalness. There is no infinity. Well, that's very true. The concept of the being that you are right now, because the concept of you as that being does not choose to wake up to your infinity, does not make you any less infinite. It merely makes you living in your now experience and being content. Nobody says you have to live in the awareness of your infinity beingness. No one says you have to accept or understand or even care about atoms, and that atoms make up the essence of all being, all substance. Yeah. Nobody says you have to be the slightest bit interested or concerned about that sort of thing. But that doesn't make it less true. That doesn't make it less existence. We have the capacity to understand that. Now, if we have the capacity to understand that, and then we do understand it, then that's just the first step on a many path step into awareness of all that we are and all we can be and all the magic that can come our way. Now, there are many people in this lifetime who have done exquisite things for themselves. They have made a great amount of money. They have made many friends. They have touched the lives of many people with their philosophy. They have touched the lives of a lot of people with their creation, with their cars and their houses and their telephones and all the gadgets that they are prone to make. Now, these ideas that they work on, they all come out of the infinite. The ability to make money out of an infinite capacity of money is always there. Is always there. The ability to dream of a car, to dream of a bicycle, to dream of a house, to dream of any kind of a creation that you have, is always there. It's in that infinity bundle within us, waiting to see what we are going to choose to play with today. My dog Rex, big golden retriever, he goes to his play box. And he has a play box at each of the houses here in the Absolute Monastery. And he goes into his play box and he takes his nose and he checks around at the various bones and shoe toys and ropes and things that he has in there. He says to himself, let's see, what shall I play with today? And then he sees my shoe sitting next to his toy box. And he says, I think I will represent this family by carrying Dad's shoe over to where the family is. So he picks up the shoe and he brings it around. He parades it around as he carries it in his mouth around the table. He says, look, look what I got. And he knows that everybody's going to try to take it away from him. He stays just far enough away so nobody can reach it. But he's playing. That's his game. Now, another time, he will take a toy. And the toy, he knows nobody's going to try to take from him, that he's going to have to try to give it to people. So he brings it up and he nuzzles it in your hand. He says, come on, play with me. Now, he goes to his toy box and he gets what he wants. And he brings it around and he plays with it. Now, he doesn't put it back yet. We haven't trained him to do that. But he brings it out. Now, you and I are like the dog. We are like the dog, and in our mind is our toy box. In our mind is a vast variety of possibilities, of games, of toys that we can play with. Now, what toy are you choosing to play with? If you are so concerned about your body, you will not be concerned about your creativity. If you are so concerned about your creativity, you will not be concerned about your body. And when we're not concerned about our body, it takes care of itself in its normal, beautiful pattern. When we get concerned about anything, then it demands our attention. Now I'm going to run a business. Now the business demands my attention. And it demands my attention for the employees. It demands my attention for the product. It demands my attention for marketing. It demands my attention for all sorts of things. But as I get big, and I buy many businesses, I put people in charge of these businesses. I delegate authority. And then I look at the cost sheet, and I look at the analysis sheet of each of these businesses. And the businesses no longer are a business. They're just a number of figures. And when I go back and put my finger in the business with total love, then my genius is really demonstrating through that business. Otherwise, basically, my ideas are just generating through the paperwork that business gives to me. The person that I delegate to take care of the business, if that person is a creative, imaginative person who has my best interest at heart and his best interest at heart and her best concepts of how they're going to run the business to make it the most fun place to be, well then, that's what it is. But that's all part of infinity. It's not a matter that we're born, we live, and we die. Because we may be born, we may live in a primitive environment, but what are we doing in that primitive environment? Are we making the most of that primitive environment? Are we making the most of the housing we have and the clothing we have and the weather and the food and all the other things we have? Or are we always saying we don't have enough? You see, when you live in any environment, whatever you choose for yourself, and you delight in where you live and how you live, living in the now, your environment, your eternity, your infinity is expressing itself on a moment-to-moment basis in a very fulfilling way. And you're very content. And you say hurrah when you bring home some special food. You say hurrah when you live in your special house, when you come home after a busy day of running around. You say hurrah. And you see, that is infinity speaking. That's the joy of a completed moment, to be followed by millions of more wonderful moments. And if you put on a coat, and that coat is your infinity right now, and then you change your coat, and you put on a different coat, and then you change your coat again, and you keep changing your coat until ultimately you forget your first coat, but your infinity goes on. And people who knew you when you put your first coat on may not know you when you put your latest coat on. You may have a new set of environmental factors, a new set of people in your world, but infinity goes on in its most simple, pragmatic, in its most simple physical way of showing it. That's one way of showing how infinity is never ending. But in any event, The majority of humanity are not interested in infinity as much as they are interested in living in the now, enjoying the now, and appreciating everything the now has to offer. So, when we think about that, am I really infinity? And of course, we are. We always are. Now, we may choose to be aware of an aspect of it, or we may choose to be aware of the concept infinity. Whatever we choose to be aware that that's what you are aware of. It's just a simple little didactic conclusion, but it's fun. Enjoy being infinity, because that's who and what you really are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.